For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined at the Capitol by Andrew DeMillo with the Associated Press.
Thanks for having me.
We're on the verge of the 90th General Assembly convening. There's historic power in the hands of Republicans and some truly major issues at stake this year. Well, let's begin with what might be the legacy of the last governor, the private option. A lot of legislative leaders have said it needs to be more conservative. What might that look like? What ideas have been proposed?
We're not getting too much in terms of details on what may happen with a private option. You know, we're just coming off of an election where you had several opponents of the Medicaid expansion who were elected, who basically ran on vows to end the program. The Senate President, Jonathan Dismaying, who is one of the architects of the private option, has already acknowledged that the private option, as it exists in its current form, is not going to exist anymore. They're going to have to make significant changes. He's offered a few details on what that might mean, one of which is trying to tie it to workforce development, and that might mean including some kind of a work requirement where people on the program either have to be employed or seeking employment. And looking at broader changes to Medicaid as a whole, he said that this session is really going to really test, the federal government's willingness to give the state flexibility to really test the boundaries of the private option, which already, is the federal government giving the state a lot of flexibility here.
Prison overcrowding has plagued the state and county jails. One proposal doesn't seem to have a lot of support, though, is the idea of a $100 million prison to adjust for some of the overcrowding population, at least. What are some of the other ideas being floated? There's a big shortage of transitional housing as well.
Prison overcrowding is definitely going to be a major issue here. You've got county jails around the state that are overcrowded with state inmates. We're getting the impression from hearing from legislative leaders that the biggest proposal, the most expensive proposal, $100 million, 1,000-bed new prison, really isn't getting much traction right now. And they're more interested in looking at alternative proposals that includes, like you said, more transitional housing, looks at using existing buildings to house inmates, and also even the possibility of using private facilities, even the possibility of having some inmates go to private facilities in Louisiana. Hearing from legislative leaders, they've basically said that the House Speaker and Senate President both said that they see a new prison as the last option. They're a lot more interested in these alternatives. I think it's partly because of the cost of it, and also because the funding mechanism that's been proposed for this prison isn't very popular. The idea would be to raise car tag fees, which you've got a Republican-led legislature that just is not really too keen on the idea of raising any fees or any taxes.
There's also campaign promises for tax cuts. It really defined Asa Hutchinson's campaign a lot of way. It's been his main priority going into the session. How does that tax cut factor into all these other budget problems?
It really is going to be the biggest issue surrounding the budget. As you said, Asa Hutchinson was elected primarily on a vow to cut income taxes for the middle class, something that will cost the state about $100 million a year in revenue. He's already said that he wants the legislature to move quickly on it. The House Speaker and Senate President are actually co-sponsoring the legislation for that tax cut and said that they want to take that up pretty early on in the session. The question will be, can you cut that much in taxes without affecting services? The incoming governor and legislative leaders say they believe in a $5 billion budget, that there is room, especially when you look at revenue growth and surpluses that the state has run in recent years. But you also have folks who point out concerns. They point to states like Kansas that have enacted major tax cuts and then have had budget problems afterwards, and kind of looking at that as a cautionary tale.
We've talked a lot about what Republicans might do, a lot of Republican plans. Democratic ranks, they were in the minority last time, but clearly decimated from this last election. Some of their main ideas, like pre-K funding, that seems like it's a non-starter with a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives. Do you have any insight into how Democrats really understand their role as a minority party now?
Not really at this point. I think it's mainly because you see Democrats still kind of trying to adjust to that. Democrats were a minority party last session, but even more so this time with the way the Republicans have expanded their ranks. A big test on that may come with a private option. It's going to take a three-fourths vote to reauthorize the private option. And Democrats are still going to have with a three-fourths requirement, one-fourth of the body can still have, you know, a large amount of power. And so you're going to see, you know, Democrats being reached out to, especially if there are these, you know, reforms called, you know, conservative reforms to Medicaid and private option, really trying to get them on board to get that magic number to reauthorize it.
I've been speaking at the Capitol with the Associated Press's Andrew DeMillo. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.